Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will break down the latest on impeachment. Also, all of the absolute insanity that is spreading across the country. So many different stores closing.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
eating, exercise, golf, pickleball all cause inflammation. But now Revolutionary Relief has a natural alternative to help you. Their daily gels are great for ongoing support for internal inflammation. And the roll-on stick is a great way to keep cool and calm in your golf bag when that old injury starts to scream. For a limited time offer, the roll-on stick is yours free if you go to RevRelief.com/Bill. That's RevRelief.com/Bill. On this Wednesday, incredible rendition of the national anthem by Queen Latifah on Sunday before the Giants-Cowboys football game. Sideline shots showed most of the players paying attention. The 9/11 theme was apparent in the stadium. Now, this is a good beginning to reignite a sense of patriotism in America. For too long, the zealots who frown on their country have had the floor. Surely Miss Latifah understands that her success most likely would not have occurred anywhere else on the planet. That doesn't mean dissent must be muted. All of us should strive to improve the USA, and that means objecting to unfairness and corruption. But there's a right way to make headway. And you start by being respectful to your country and the noble things it has accomplished. A short history of the 20th century and post-9/11 should demonstrate that nobility to any rational human being. Years ago, football player Colin Kaepernick and his crew were not respectful by dishonoring the national anthem. I'm glad the National Football League, the poster child of capitalism, has finally figured that out. It took far too long. I also hope you will watch Queen Latifah honor her country if you haven't already seen it. You might even tear up. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 8:45, I promised I'd let you hear Greg Gutfeld. This to me was just really funny. Greg Gutfeld, I think, is the funniest guy on cable TV, and he does it every day on Fox with The Five and his own show. I heard this and I said I've got to bring this to you. This is cut six. This is Greg Gutfeld, a pro bono. Absolutely free of charge, rebranding for San Francisco. Here it is.
San Francisco, I mean, I'm a Bay Area guy. It needs a PR makeover. And as liberals know, it has to start with manipulating the language, right? That's how you get from genital mutilation to gender affirmation. So how do you help San Francisco get through all of this negative publicity? Change the words. Human excrement is on the street. Those are actually free-range brownies. Those discarded syringes that you hop over, pain pals. Mm. Isn't that cute, huh? You know, mass theft, community redistribution, homeless intents. That's our kind of creative, off-the-grid living, state-of-the-art energy and water independence with the very best in foraging and sidewalk composting. Mm. Come by. Stay for a while. We promise we won't stab you in the eye.
Oh, God, I love it. Greg Gutfeld on Fox News on The Five last night. I just thought that was very, very funny. And really, although I will tell you, there is a grain of truth to what he says, and maybe what San Francisco needs is a rebranding campaign. Gay marriage became marriage equality. The left does this all the time. And maybe they're going to have to start doing it in some of these major cities around the country. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up on the show, Tom Del Beccaro. He is our eyes and ears in the People's Republic of California. We'll find out what's going on there. Stay with us. Oh, and what is Gavin Newsom really up to? Is he running for president or not? All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Here comes the sun. It's all right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The brand new 2024 Mazda CX-90 is designed to curate and elevate every experience you share with it. With the newly designed turbo inline six, iActive all-wheel drive, and seating for eight, it's been carefully crafted to exhilarate through a union of design, technology, and performance. Come see the new 2024 Mazda CX-90 in person at Findlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson. Or call us at 702-955-5555.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The subject of an intense two-week manhunt, convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante, recaptured in southeast Pennsylvania. He made a daring escape from a county jail on August 31st while awaiting transfer to a state prison to serve life for fatally stabbing his ex-girlfriend in 2021. Cavalcante was last spotted in South Coventry Township. It's about 25 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Heavily armed officers converged on that area, and now Cavalcante is back in custody. And apparently, tech played a role in the capture, a law enforcement source telling the AP that searchers used thermal imaging to direct police on the ground to their man. A key Russian aerospace center was the site of a meeting today between North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. The BBC's Gene McKenzie says the choice of the Vostochny Cosmodrome for the summit is significant.
Mr. Kim may well ask Mr. Putin for sensitive weapons technology that would allow him to make progress on his nuclear weapons program. Now, that's where the space station comes in, because one of the things Mr. Kim has been trying to do over the past 6 months is launch a spy satellite into space, and his two previous attempts have failed. Now, would Mr. Putin really be willing to hand over this technology to Mr. Kim? Certainly people are skeptical. You know, this is sensitive stuff.
Republicans insist there is evidence in the form of emails and whistleblower testimony to justify an impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. Inflation still running above the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate. The Consumer Price Index has it up 3.7% from 1 year ago. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 92 points. The Nasdaq trading 28 points higher, and the S&P is up 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. It was another frustrating day for customers at MGM Resorts properties across the country yesterday as a cybersecurity issue that began on Sunday continues to force customers to wait hours to check in manually, sideline slot machines, shut down paid parking systems, the ATMs, and the company website as well as the mobile apps. MGM officials have yet to publicly comment on what happened and how, but the FBI does confirm that they are investigating the matter. Company officials say there are systems in place to operate and serve the guests manually during the computer system disruption. This incident, the second cybersecurity issue to hit the gaming giant in 4 years. Back in February of 2020, MGM confirmed that its cloud server had been hacked during the summer of 2019 with some guest information being stolen. After 11 negotiation sessions failed to yield any results, the Clark County School District declaring an impasse in the talks of the teachers' union. In making that announcement, school district officials say that arbitration is now the only way to resolve the contract issues, which include pay, benefits, as well as working conditions. Union officials say they have made contract proposals in line with legislative priorities and the governor's budget, but school district officials have turned them all down. The school district filed an emergency motion this week calling for an end to the rolling sickouts that have closed 7 schools and disrupted operations at others this month. And Henderson is holding 2 open houses asking for your input on what to do with the former Fiesta Henderson site. City officials holding open houses on September 20th and 21st at the Valley View Recreation Center and the America First Center. Visitors to the open house will learn about the project's scope, timeline, and give suggestions. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Minor accident on the Southern Beltway as you come in from Henderson on 215 eastbound. Actually, if you're heading toward Henderson, that's 215 eastbound after the airport connector turnoff. We do see a couple cars there off to the right shoulder, eastbound 215 near the airport connector turnoff. On the streets in North Las Vegas, 5th Street closed down between Cary and Cheyenne. Pretty serious accident there. Stay off 5th between Cary and Cheyenne. Otherwise, you're moving along safely on I-15, 95 and Summerlin Parkway. Slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms after 3 o'clock today. Otherwise sunny with highs in the mid-90s. It is 77 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Time is running out. Number 2. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. I'll be with you till 9 o'clock today. We always try and keep track of what's going on with our brothers and sisters in the People's Republic of California. What's going on with Gavin Newsom? Is he really running for president? People I talk to in the People's Republic of California, they tell me they are convinced he is running for president of the United States. He's just waiting for Joe Biden to kind of do something to say, I'm out of the race. I'm not going to run for re-election. To get the very latest, let's check in with Tom Del Beccaro. He is the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he joins me. Tom, how you been, my friend?
Good. Great to be on again.
Let me just ask you, people are always asking me, what's going on with Gavin Newsom? He's out pitching the 28th Amendment. He is, many people believe that he is running for president. What is your sense? You've got kind of an up-close and personal look at the governor there.
Well, it's a very odd situation to have a president of the United States who's allegedly running for re-election, who spends so little money, and there's so little, there isn't actually any campaigning going on, so that raises the obvious question, is he really going to do this? It's also odd that the only person nationally who is a lightning rod or is talking about issues happens to be Gavin Newsom. You don't see the governor Pritzker of Illinois doing much. You don't see any other really figures out there chiding Republicans on issues. That brings us to Gavin Newsom. He is the only person doing that. And whether it's gun control, abortion rights, now they're going to, the news this week will be when he, or next week when he signs the law prohibiting school districts from banning books. Now, what does that mean? Meaning that every school district has to accept the sexual content in the books that the state is pushing. So on all these hot button issues, Gavin Newsom is taking the fight to Republicans nationwide. He may even actually debate Ron DeSantis. So all of these things are sort of tea leaves that people look at. If in fact the Democrats get tired enough of the Biden situation, maybe what happens again, you recall Obama picked up the phone, got Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg to drop out of the right before Super Tuesday and handed it to Biden. Maybe Obama et al. Calls up and says, jig is up, and we're just going to drop ship Gavin Newsom in there, nobody else run, and that's his path.
Tom, what is the governor saying, though, when questioned, when media in Sacramento ask him about his future? What is he saying on the record?
Well, he certainly had an interview with Chuck Todd where he claimed that, you know, he's not running and Kamala Harris is next in line. But, you know, that's ridiculous. That's like saying Zach Wilson's next in line.
Sorry. That's the New York Jets, by the way. That's a sports reference, just so you know.
Yeah, as a New Yorker and a Jet fan, that hurt for me to even say it out loud. But the point is that he says all the right things, that he's absolutely not doing this. But look, back in 1968, Lyndon Johnson didn't even lose the primary. Eugene McCarthy came close, and Johnson stepped away. So, you know, there's a lot of time here to go. Yes, the early state deadlines for filing are coming up, but those states don't really matter. Keep in mind, it wasn't until March that Obama decided, in effect, against Bernie Sanders and let Biden go through. So there's still time. But he's saying all the right things, which is, I'm not running, others are running, but you know, that's like saying, you know, does a politician ever mislead us?
I love that. I love that. Tom, let me ask you about the 28th Amendment thing, which I've seen the governor talking about that. Explain what the 28th Amendment would do and how it would essentially alter the U.S. Constitution to end America's gun violence. Is he serious about this?
Well, what he is serious is in his mind leading on the issue. And he's proposing this 28th Amendment, which would have universal background checks, would allow states to impose other restrictions, raise the age from 18 to 21. But, you know, as someone who wrote the book, The Divided Era, everybody knows what it takes to amend the Constitution, which is the vote of three quarters of the states. Well, the breakdown of red and blue states is essentially 60-40 red to blue. The chance of this amendment, there'll be no amendment to the Constitution in our lifetime, save some extraordinary emergency, which probably wouldn't be a good thing if an amendment passed under those circumstances. So this is just Gavin Newsom doing the bidding of the left, saying, I'm the one who will champion restricting gun rights. And so I'm going to stand out here with this flag for gun safety and say I'm doing the right thing. But it's going nowhere.
I want to ask you about a couple of other things relative to the People's Republic of California. I'm thumbing around the internet just the other day, and the Sacramento Bee talking about Donald Trump's support among California Republicans is on the rise despite indictments, a new poll says. What is your sense of Donald J. Trump and his support among California Republicans? It would surprise me if he's not strong among Republicans there.
Yeah, it's a microcosm of what's happening nationwide, which is it's not a surprise that under these circumstances where a prior president is running again, he has a natural affinity. But among Republicans here, they too now view this whole election as a choice between permitting the Democrats to abuse the justice system or not. And so, you know, the other people running for president, where do they come from? They come from Florida, you know, which is far away. They certainly don't like Chris Christie. So there's really no Western option. There's not like a governor of California, certainly, or Arizona or something else local who would be able to attract much attention. So if you add up all the factors of what's going on and the fact that Trump was popular among Republicans out here before, it's not surprising that he holds a similar lead in California among Republicans as he does in Iowa or some of these other places. The one story that I think, Kevin, is worth your listeners listening to today, which is California was once again designated the place with the worst poverty level when you put in cost of living of any place in the country. And this has been going on about 15 straight years. And that's the reality of California. They have about 16% of the population of the world, of the nation, and they have about 30% of the people on welfare. It's number one in child poverty, number one in poverty overall, and yet somehow Gavin Newsom is regarded as well, and that's because on the left, results don't matter. All that matters is that you stand up and protest, and that's what he's doing.
Again, Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party. What is going on relative to these major cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and others, where we're seeing massive shoplifting, we're seeing violence in the streets, we're seeing all kinds of stuff? Is there going to be a political price to be paid for politicians who accept that?
Well, so far those politicians are not changing course. In fact, there's a bill in Sacramento to make it illegal for shop owners and their employees to stop, to attempt to stop retail theft. So on the left here, there is still no belief among the politicians that, in fact, they have chosen the wrong course, that they should crack down on the law. There's, I think, 9 states nationwide, including the state of Washington, that have passed laws, signed them into law, that crack down on this retail theft and the like. California is not one of them. They continue to go the opposite direction. And this is an easy one in my mind. If I was chairman of the California Republican Party again, or head of the Senate here, I would put an initiative on the ballot which would repeal the law that caused these problems. And the law that caused these problems was this Prop 47, which Kamala Harris named, when it was on the ballot, the Safe Neighborhood Act. And in fact, what it did was lower felonies to misdemeanors, and said if you steal 950 below, essentially you get away with it. And that has built up over time and turned into this now industry of commercial retail theft, where people go in, steal, and then resell on the internet. So the short answer to your question is no, there hasn't been a reconciliation to reality by the Democrats. In fact, they're going even farther.
Wow. We'll continue. I mean, I love reading the SAC B, because I get all this stuff about how crazy it is in the People's Republic of California. Do you get a sense of where the Republican Party is in the People's Republic of California?
Well, you know, to me, they're not bold enough. They're the loyal opposition. They will protest certain acts and say, you know, you're going to affect gun owner rights. And they're right that they're doing the wrong thing. But, you know, certainly on crime, there is enough public support if they would go out and put an initiative on the ballot. So they need to be more bold.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Tom, as always, great to have you on. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon,
all right,
okay?
Talk to you again. All right.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party, joining us. We're going to take you live and just, in fact, I'll do it right now, take you live to a news conference in Chester County, Pennsylvania. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens on the capture of the killer. He was at large for 14 days. Let's take you there live now.
Then have to use lethal force. And so, again, our preference is always to use other means. Canines play a very important role.
Can you give us... Can you tell us a little bit more about where he was? He was in a commercial building.
Was he probably within that building, or advised? He was in a wooded area, again, west of PA 100 there. PA 100.
Are you aware of how he was getting nourishment and, you know, liquids?
No, that will be part of the interview we'll attempt to do. Whether he'll talk to us or not, that's obviously entirely up to him. But that will be something that we'll be asking.
Sir, at this juncture, can you release where he worked in Chester County prior to his 2021 arrest for homicide?
Unfortunately, I don't have that the list of those locations. I know that he did a variety of jobs installing flooring. But I don't have the specific list of work locations.
How long will he be at the Avondale
Barracks? Long enough for us to process him, and however long an interview lasts with him. I don't expect it to be for a very extended period of time, and again, at that point, he'll be transported to an SCI.
And was there any concern that he would team up with another small man to step inside the trench coat, a little rascal style?
No.
Can you give us more detail on the actual encounter with the dog? Did the dog tackle him, bite him?
Again, I didn't see this specific capture. What I would tell you is the way those dogs are trained is to simply go to the person. They will grab whatever is closest for them to grab, and then they are trained to detain that individual. They don't just keep biting and releasing or trying to cause additional injury. They simply grab onto and try and hold that person in place until officers can get there. So that's why they're never released, at some great distance or unsupervised. There are officers close by who can